This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. The shotgun came home today. Let me tell you about the shotgun coming home today. This was hilarious. I had called Roger Ward at Ace Firearms, and Ace Firearms had the Remington 870, which was the ugliest Remington 870 known to man. And it was their job, along with the Boyd's gun stock, to the At-One stock for the Remington 870, two-piece stock for the shotgun, to rejuvenate, if you will, to revitalize the shotgun and make it viable. Plus, we added a Wilson Combat 2-round magazine extender on the end of the magazine, so now it's a 6-shot with one in the pipe, so it's a 7-shot shotgun. So it's a pretty fair shotgun. And the finish was matched sort of to the stock, which is sort of a blue with a, or so I'm told, I don't know, with wood grain built into it, blue with wood grain. So it's a fairly handsome looking rifle now, shotgun rather. And but just to prove a couple of things to me, Roger decided to do something else along the way. See, this actually got done almost as soon as I took the stock to him, which I shot video of taking the stock to him, and this will all be in part of the, you know, picking up the gun and all that other stuff as well. So he puts his gun case up in front of me as we're filming, and I was wondering why he was out there saying, hey, listen, put the camera down and come and look at me take this gun out of the gun case. He opens up the shotgun, and it is a Remington 870 without a doubt. I didn't look at it close enough to realize it did not have the magazine tube extender on it at first. But this thing was pink. And he had ordered another At-One gun stock from Boyd's. It had been delivered like in just days from the time he ordered it. And they put together the Snowflake Unicorn gun for me, and for me to sit there for a moment and think about, you know, this was my shotgun. And to that end, the shotgun that he built, I mean, the other one is a fully functioning shotgun. It's available to you if you want it in that color and configuration. The Unicorn Snowflake shotgun. The 870 that I took him on the other hand, which I think the one that he changed over was a relatively new one, whereas mine, I think, is about 30 years old. This cleaned up nice. The Boyd's stock. When I'm holding the stock, you know, when you're holding the pieces and everything, you pick it up, pick up the individual pieces, the first thing you think is, this is going to be too heavy. But that's not what happened. It balances out really nicely. Pieces work really well. They fit perfectly. And the guys at Ace Firearms, Casey, and Roger, and everybody else that got involved in putting this gun together, they did it really quick. They just didn't give it back to me because they had to build this other one just for the fun of it. which I've seen the video of me when the case opens up and me, I'm looking at it. You can, and I might just leave that in there because I've got this look on my face like Boyd's is one of my big sponsors or one of my segment sponsors. And I mean, I do all this stuff with them. And look at this. Look at what they brought out. I can't possibly take this to the range and shoot it. And, you know, there for a minute, I was about to go that in that direction. So, which is nothing wrong with snowflakes and unicorns, if that's your cup of tea. However, Roger has listened to the show, and he knows I talk about unicorns and snowflakes. You know, I look at gun control as a unicorn, and snowflakes are like these politicians right there, right now on the GOP side that are sitting back there going, it's just so shocking when they attack me. I mean, I'm traumatized and I feel like I can't trust anyone. I mean, okay. Then, of course, it's supposed to be a range day this coming weekend. And I won't have enough time to shoot every gun that I've got to take out there. Because in addition to this shotgun, Roger loaned me his brand new Vepr. the Russian semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun with the 10-round magazine on it. Plus, he gave me a 25-round drum to go out and shoot as well. I have to give that one back. I guess I could buy it from him. But if I shoot it and it looks like it's fun to shoot and he sees the video, he'll probably want to keep that one. But he does have another one for sale if anybody's looking for a Vepr, acefirearms.com. Interesting thing about that one was that he was like, these are very rare. They're hard to find now. And the price is steadily creeping up on them. And, we'll, you know, we'll see. I'm going to enjoy shooting his Vepr. But I've got so many guns to shoot, so many different things to shoot. And I don't know what I'm going to take with me. I don't have enough time to shoot everything. I probably, well, one, two. Two handguns, two rifles, and a shotgun at least is what I got to shoot. At least. And I've got so many more. So many more. So, I just found that amusing that somebody would go to that length to get that look on my face. It's almost like a compliment, isn't it? It's almost like, hey. So, I did have some fun today. Plus, I got to finally go film. The stuff that I was planning, the stuff that I did today was supposed to be, you know, I was supposed to go down to Atlanta on Tuesday and train. That's why we had a rerun on Tuesday. And then that didn't even actually happen. So then it's time to film, and whatever I was looking for to add to my game, of course, is not present. Then, despite all of the apparatus and equipment that I've added to the kit, which I put it all together, and it's quite the impressive cable-laden setup. It's on something called a gimbal. It's a nice camera. It's got a screen and a separate mic and all this other stuff. Just cables everywhere. It looks quite impressive. And then I get there to film, and he's like, well, set that down and get in the camera, get in the frame. Of course, I'll know next time. But that was funny, and I enjoyed the laugh and everything. I sometimes think that in the process of doing what I do that I forget to laugh sometimes, and it's nice to be reminded. It's nice to be reminded that I'm supposed to be having some fun here. And I discussed with him the Grizzly gun. He'll be the one that makes the Grizzly gun, which the Grizzly gun's going to be a Glock 20. That he's going to take, and it's going to be a Glock 20 because I can't find any other 10 millimeters out there. There's a couple of companies, if CZ made one, that's where I'd be, though. I need to call somebody and ask somebody about that, I guess. I don't know. But that's my rambling, what are you talking about moment. I just wanted to open with that, just because it was funny today. I've forgotten to be funny, and thank you, Roger Ward, for reminding me that it's okay to laugh in the pursuit of the profession I've chosen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I had to listen to that one for a little bit just because I like that song. That's from my youth. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
One thing I want to notice with this shotgun is the adjustable comb and the adjustable length of pull. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Check them out, Boyd's Gun Stock. Hey, fast shipping, too. Fast shipping on this stuff. Boydsgunstocks.com. Democrats have targeted select districts throughout the country. Their goal here is to flip both the House and the Senate next month. One of the districts that they've heavily invested in is California's 25th congressional district, which is currently represented by Republican Steve Knight. Knight's Democratic challenger, Katie Hill, is touting her distinction as a gun sense candidate, a so-called honor given by gun control group. Moms demand attention. What's disturbing is her stance on the Second Amendment. Although she says she's a lifelong gun owner, she wants sensible gun laws. And you know what that means. So that means you want to ban accessories and types of guns. And here's her policy position on firearms. As a lifelong gun owner, I am ready to be a sensible voice in the debate around gun violence. I believe that respecting the Second Amendment and advocating for gun safety measures are not mutually exclusive, which is why I'm proud to have the distinction as a gun sense candidate from Moms Demand Attention. It's actually action, but like we already have in California, I support a federal ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks, as well as increasing waiting periods, raising the minimum age to purchase all weapons, and expanding our current background check system. These measures can have a significant impact on reducing gun violence while also adequately retaining the right to bear arms. It's time to move past inflammatory politics and take steps now to curb gun violence, because protecting our kids and our community is something we can all agree on. How magnificent of her. How big of her. Now, the first thing that strikes me is that she is not aware that she is not the first one that has said, as a lifelong gun owner. Because you see this from time to time. Somebody will get out there and say, I am a gun owner, therefore I know what I am talking about. I don't find that to be true or mutually exclusive. So this laundry list that she has, which is straight out of the Moms Demand Attention, the federal ban on assault weapons, which you don't have a federal ban on assault weapons in California. You have a ban on features of a semi-automatic rifle that don't really matter that much to the gun's function. High-capacity magazines. Well, high-capacity magazines, you guys have tried to ban them, and the Ninth Circuit has kept you from doing that. So you haven't banned them yet. Bump stocks, well, you know, that's the new boogeyman that nobody knew existed until, you know, a year ago in Las Vegas. Increasing the waiting period. You guys set the waiting period. The three-day cool-off period, remember? Somebody that, you know, we're going to have the cool-off period, and in that way, if you go and buy a gun, then you're not going to turn right around and go murder that person. You'll have time to cool off. I hate to tell you this, but, you know, what you're describing as a heated moment murder occurs immediately. It doesn't get out there and, you know, what you're describing is not a real thing. There is no cooling off for somebody that intends to murder somebody. Raising the minimum age to purchase all weapons. Okay, why stop at 21? Why don't we just raise it to 80? Why don't we raise it to 100? And then no way, you know, how many people will actually own guns in America? Isn't that what you really want to do? And isn't that the litmus test you're putting together here by saying, well, let's do this, and let's do that, let's do these, and all this other stuff. And expanding the current background check system. Once again, you guys set up the current background check system. This was your, Dianne Feinstein set this up. This is as Feinstein wrote it for the most part, with a bunch of culpability from a whole bunch of other Democrats and Bill Clinton at the time. And because, you know, you had this ban on all magazines over 10 rounds, although everything was grandfathered, You know, one thing I've never admitted to, I had just bought my first Glock 45 ACP. And I bought it, and it didn't come with any magazines. It came with one, but it didn't come with a spare. So I called Glock, and then Glock used to answer the phone because this was back during the, you know, the back during the 90s. And I said, I didn't get any spare magazines. And the people at Glock were like, well, we are real sorry about that. So they sent me three 13-round magazines for nothing. And, you know, I don't know exactly what was supposed to happen, but those magazines were out there. They were out there the whole time. And Glock sent them to me in the era of the assault weapon ban. But back to expanding the current background check system, you just want government to basically cover everything. You know, you want government to be involved in everything. My guns are my own personal property. Some of your states where you have that, they're not changing crime at all. That's the other part of this. Everything you're supporting will have no impact on violence. And you getting out there and saying it like the first time, we've never heard that. That's just the craziest thing I've ever heard. California, if you're listening, you need to vote for Mr. King in your district. Gun Owners of America gave, don't vote for King. Don't vote for King. Vote for Knight. He got Gun Owners gave him a B rating compared to a D rating for Hall. And the National Rifle Association gave Knight an A rating and endorsed him in the race. So no gun owner in their right mind would take a policy position like Hall has. It's typical for an anti-gunner to start out their statement with as a gun owner, because they say that they're in favor of some sort of gun control. It's their way of easing what they're trying to say, making it seem like, well, I'm actually one of you guys. But it's actually their way of saying, prepare yourself, I'm going to say what you're doing and what you own should be banned. That's what they're saying. Anyway. So much for that first time out there. Young lady, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One heading to Montana for one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. Now, before boarding Air Force One, the president was asked about journalist Jamal Khashoggi and if he believes he's dead after going into that Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad. It certainly looks that way.
And as far as consequences, if the Saudis did have something to do with it?
Severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I got it. I've got the ultimate scout rifle, and now I have just about the ultimate pump shotgun. Although there would be some people that would debate me on that one. But that's okay. I'll take it. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. It's tough to think of any fresh new way to mock her. The noted 1023, 1024th white person, Elizabeth Big Chief Miracle Whip Warren. So I admit that talking about this left me with a few reservations. Sorry. It's actually too easy. It's like convincing a college sophomore from Santa Monica that America can embrace socialism, yet her daddy will still be able to buy her a cute BMW convertible. It's all so irresistible and so right to mock this ambitious poser. You can see the old Mazzola ad with the Indian woman saying, "Your people call this corn. My people call it maize." So Elizabeth Warren calls it corn. The thing that gets me over all of this is that Pocahontas actually thought that going public with her fractional indigenousity, whatever you want to call it, was a smoking hot idea. She really did. This is the keen, considered judgment of someone who wants to have her finger on the button. Well, I'll just put this out there that I was 1/1032nd of a Cherokee. I'll take the reality star who scores with playmates and can't be Tonto-shamed any day. But somewhere inside her circle of sycophants, they talked this through and decided that it was a savvy political move to announce with great fanfare that the first female Harvard law professor of color's color was 99% white. So take that, Donald Trump. Now you're a racist for mocking a manifestly white person for pretending not to be a white person, which she manifestly is. Oh, and you're a racist too for some reason. Who are these bubble-dwelling lunatics? You know, you can read about them just about anywhere. Some people are actually pretty rough on them. And we shouldn't be nice to them, not even a little, because they are stupid and they think they should tell us how to live. And that's the problem. That's not going to happen. These are the same people with the wisdom and the insightful grasp of human nature who reasoned that, this DNA test shows Liz is about 1% Indian. So it will definitely convince the normal people that she was totally right jumping aboard the affirmative action gravy train. But let me say this again. The people who thought this was a great idea want to be in charge of you. The elite, particularly the leftist elite, is totally out of touch with a normal thought process. For that matter, so is the conservative-ish elite, many of whom think they're contributing to the struggle by selling you a cruise when you can listen to a Frito-Con weasel like the insufferable Ben Sass nagging you while sipping Zimas on the Lido deck. But it's the leftist elite that actually imagines that we buy into the same bizarre constellation of racial weirdness that dominates their clique. They rank and rate everyone by their perceived precision in the grand hierarchy of grievance. Warren gets 5 victim points for being a girl and 20 points for being an Indian. If she only dug chicks and wore a burqa and had a limp, she would hit a grand slam in the victimhood World Series. But once again, it's just also weird, basing your self-image on who your grandmother was. And in the commie squaw's case, it was her great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma. It's even creepier basing your views on others on the same meaningless criteria. Their racism, their sexism, and all the other isms and phobias are all so stupid, but you can't help but point at their prejudices and laugh, which really sets the shoveling bull on the warpath, because to her and her elite pals, it's also very, 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 very serious. They actually believe the bigoted garbage, and they hate us because we don't believe the bigoted garbage. And they really hate us when we laugh at them while they're trying to tell us about the bigoted garbage. But how are you supposed to react? Are you supposed to take them seriously? I look at people for who they are. Some guy used to call our criteria for evaluating others the content of their character, but our alleged betters now dismiss that crazy talk as the ravings of some Christian kook, mansplaining away his privilege when they're actually talking about Martin Luther King. We live in the real world where this nuttiness doesn't fly, as opposed to an elite that lives in the institutional nut house of academia, or the media, and the Democrat Party with its nonsense as their secular religion. And with them, it's a constant struggle of the unoppressed, oppressed, bickering with the spoils of victimhood. So I'll give this a hard pass. I'm not in on that game. Think about your life as a normal person. You're always interacting with people of all races and ethnicities and orientations and creeds. And statistically, you deal with people more Indian than Elizabeth Warren every day, which isn't hard since statistically pretty much everyone is more Indian than Elizabeth Warren. I haven't ever done a DNA test. I have no desire to do a DNA test. I come from my parents, and that what they gave me is, you know, part them and a lot of me. So I don't care. I'm too busy to care about immutable characteristics, even if we're not able. You know, and even if I was able to, I wouldn't do it, because I think caring about that kind of stuff is stupid. Our elite, on the other hand, appears to have nothing better to do than obsess with who fits in that category. And You know, why would that be? Well, our elite's track record over recent decades is pretty much an unbroken series of failure and fiasco. Since they can't actually do anything, they really have little else to distinguish themselves with besides their membership to some oppressed group. Used to be those who can do and those who can't teach. Now, those who can do and those who can't teach oppression studies down at the university and dress up like handmaids protest due process. And yet, these are the people who think they should be ruling over us. They think we're the mindless idiots. And they can't even see past someone's skin tone, which is pathetic. So, once again, while you're coming up to me with that panhandler sign saying vote for me and everything, hard passed on your proposed reign of racial error there, Kimo Sabe. I'm actually more down with a guy who actually fought a struggle. I'm actually more down with a guy, you know, I'll stick with that content of your character stuff because it doesn't matter who said it. It was true before he said it. It was definitely true after he articulated it, and it's true today. The content of your character is what matters, not the pigment. None of that. Just the content of your character. That's the most attractive part of you or ugly part of you. Everything else is very superficial. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I do. Over the course of the 6 years of this show, I have had many products come in. I have never seen one that starts out. I mean, when you order a Boyd's gun stock, it's a piece of wood. And then you order it, and then in a matter of days, you're going to have the stock. And it's going to be a very, very nice piece of wood stock when you finally get it. It's going to be really, really nice. Or they won't ship it to you. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The problem with this election, and one of the reasons that we're seeing all of this violence right now, is that right now there's people in the United States, most people in the United States have real things to worry about. They don't stop. They're not spending their time worrying about things that are unimportant to them. And living in the United States in 2018 is a blessing when you compare it to the rest of the world and to the rest of human history. We have nearly full employment, a growing economy, and technology is making life easier every day. Why, later on this month, there's going to be another iPad come out. But human beings aren't used to having it so good, and there's something that won't let us just enjoy it. I mean, you know that because if you've ever seen The Matrix. This lack of real problems is both a blessing and a curse for Republicans heading into November. When the economy is tanking or even simply limping along like it did in the 8 years of the Obama presidency, what to campaign on is pretty easy. It's the economy, stupid. But what do candidates campaign on when things are going well? Because people tend to take good things for granted. Now, there's no doubt that Trump's tax cuts and regulatory repeal efforts have supercharged the economy. Only the most partisan of economists who swore his election would bring about an economic calamity would argue otherwise about that one. But a larger paycheck starting in January is long forgotten by November. Even $100 more per pay period is now just what someone makes in the minds of people cashing those checks. Elections are rarely about rewarding politicians for what they have done for people. They're about what they're promising to do in the future. And were they about past good deeds? Winston Churchill would have won re-election in a landslide soon after the defeat of Germany. But the man whose will almost single-handedly ensured Great Britain's survival was unceremoniously tossed aside by voters who, sadly enough, they voted for unwatered-down socialism. He led them through their worst days, and they wanted something else when the dust settled. Republicans looking to voters for love for their economic recovery are going to have to sell something else, something next, if they expect to remain in office. And when people have it good, promising to make it better doesn't carry the weight promising to turn bad times around does. When people are out of problems, real problems, they have a tendency to create them in their heads, which is what we see happening. We can't just accept that things are good. We're afraid it's a temporary state. And that's a part of human nature that might favor certain Democrats, although it not many of them. When people aren't worrying about their jobs going away or making their mortgage payment, they can focus on other things. And the Democrats are really, really good at finding things that will rile their base up. So the question becomes, and this is just a question to ask, okay? What are the Republicans offering for the future? And for that matter, what are the Democrats offering? Now, Republicans are promising more of the same, although what they should be saying is we're going to make this accelerate. These things that are not happening right now, we're going to tackle. These things that we haven't looked at in a long time, we're going to do. National carrier reciprocity, going to happen. Going to happen. The whole suppressor thing, the hearing thing, that's going to happen. I mean, that would bring the gun owners out. There's enough gun owners to change the election. So, you know, promising more of the same, though, is not going to be a rallying cry. That's the sad part. But, you know, Democrats attempting to destroy Brett Kavanaugh are going to motivate a lot of people to vote against Democrats if they're still angry enough about these smears a month after they faded from the headlines. And it will see, the thing is, though, that they're not going to let it down. The Democrats think they have the wind at their back. They did this before. We saw this in April 2013. They thought after Sandy Hook that this was it. Here comes universal background checks. And when it didn't happen, Obama was so angry, he cried in the Rose Garden. Do you remember that? So the Democrats now think that they have the wind at their backs yet again. And they think continuing to go after Kavanaugh, continuing to say we'll impeach Kavanaugh, we're going to impeach Trump, is going to be the way this goes. And this is what's going to – see, for you and me, right, if you're listening to me, you're probably more involved in politics than the average American. So – for you, while I'm sitting here and I'm trying to direct the choir and sing to the choir, you're probably already going to go that way anyway, right? The Democrats, on the other hand, since they have control of the media and all this other stuff, this constant attacking and harping on Kavanaugh, while they think it's playing to their hand, it's not actually doing that. It's actually going to work the other way around. They can't run on the economy. Because as soon as their hands were completely removed from the levers of power, that's when it finally turned around. Trying to convince people they don't know how bad they have it takes a lot of effort and rings hollow when people have it pretty good. So what they're doing, what has been their electoral strategy for the past decade, telling people they're victims, that the Republicans are out to get them, and they'll make things fair by punishing people who have it better than they do. And the politics of envy definitely has a constituency, but its teeth are dulled when people are working. With rare exception, mostly Democrats in districts gerrymandered so blue they elected Castro's rotting corpse. They aren't trying to sell voters their vision for America because they know it'd be rejected. Their vision for America is higher taxes, socialized medicine, government interference in everything in your everyday life, while angry mobs shout down and attack people for existing wrong. That's not really a winning message at all. This leaves them to run against Trump, the man, not the president. And that's an incredibly important, you know, this is a really important election that will determine whether or not we continue to move forward into a more prosperous and free future. We are actually turning the ship towards the right, which we're a long way from the middle. We have to continue to go right for a long time. So, now we don't live in a bad way now. This is why we can spend a week fretting over stupid things like Elizabeth Warren's bogus claims of Native American heritage. If she were in a snowstorm, she's so white that if she were in a snowstorm and nude, we would not see her in the snowstorm. I'm trying not to shudder internally just saying that. The president calling a porn star horse-faced, you know, that's horrible, isn't it? Or the murder of a writer most people have never heard of by a despotic regime on the other side of the planet. None of that stuff matters, and it's never going to. We elevate it because we're looking for something to be upset about, because we really are out of major problems. And if we, as a nation, vote to return Democrats to power in 3 weeks, we won't have this issue anymore. We will have taken and elected real problems to replace the imaginary ones. This is something we must avoid at all costs. This would be a voluntary, this would be a voluntary injury, a unforced error on our part. I'm not worried about me doing it. I'm not worried about you doing it. But time is going to tell, and what it comes down to is, how bad are the Democrats going to hurt themselves? And I think they have wounded themselves badly. Badly. What they're selling isn't working. All of these, what they did with Kavanaugh, that's not working. They're not letting go of that either. You got Spartacus and the best looking attorney general in the United States. They think they're the front runners for the Democrats. And who would elect them? They don't know you. They don't know what you are. They don't have any idea what your life is like. And for that reason alone, this is why we don't need to elect them, just simply because they're not worthy. They're not worthy of your vote. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.